Relate, the marriage guidance group. They've published proposals and theories on how to stay together as a couple longer, or maybe even forever. And they're saying that the burden should fall on women. You should know your place. Be respectful to your husband, is what they say. Ladies, I want to hear from you. Do you agree with this? Should you be more obedient to your husband? And if so, how could you do it? And men, promoting wife obedience. That's what we're talking about this morning.
Listen, Kieran, what century are you living in?
Well, it's not me. It's Relate. There's a thing come out,
yeah.
The Marriage Guidance Group, and they're promoting wife obedience courses. No, hang on a second.
Now, listen, Kieran.
Yes, Heather.
When I got married, I did all them things, and what happened? I got divorced.
Well, maybe you didn't do it right.
No, maybe, yeah.
Maybe you didn't do it right.
Yeah,
we want to hear from some blokes on this morning as well. As I say, Phil in Pensby says he finds it very irritating when his wife talks to him during the sport. He says women shouldn't interrupt men when they're watching sport.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You can you?
Yeah, they can only concentrate on one thing at a time, you see.
Noreen, you respectful of your man?
Well, I was.
You were?
Yeah.
You were?
I married him when I was, 17.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
I done anything for him to keep the peace.
Really, did you?
Honestly, childhood sweetheart.
So Relate are kind of right then. Jimmy and Walton, what should women do for you?
You're just hitting on the, you shouldn't go to bed with an argument.
That's right.
Me and my missus stand toe to toe, give what for, and I don't know how many times I've had the quiet treatment for days on end afterwards,
Do you know, I hate that.
Oh,
it's just, being sent to Coventry, I mean, it's just...
Exactly.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's ignorant, isn't it?
And you know what? It is annoying, as you say.
Childish behaviour, I mean, men just can't stand that kind of stuff.
No, can they? Hell no. I'll get the poke at the back of you, sorry about that.
Now, you see, there we go. We're talking about wife obedience courses. You brought yourself a cup of tea in, but you haven't brought me one.
I don't have time to make you one.
Why don't I get consideration?
Are you having a laugh? I do traffic and travel on 3 stations. I do not have time to make everyone a cup of tea.
Well, I know. I mean, it's very kind of you to drop in and sort of, do the traffic.
To grace me with you.
A cup of tea would be nice, Chance have I got to go and get a cup of tea?
What chance do I have?
To this desk. I can't move out of studio. I'm beginning to agree. Relate. The Marriage Guidance Group are saying that the burden of making a relationship work should fall on women, and they're actually promoting wife obedience courses. I've got here a list of things that women should do for their men. Let him win an argument. Greet him at the door. Watch out for him as well, and greet him with a hug and a kiss. That's what you should be doing. You should mend his clothes. You should have a wrestling match. You should not deprive him ever. Show appreciation when your husband works hard or does something for you. Let him know you appreciate him.
And
you
should... Blah, blah, blah.
So you don't agree with it then?
What do you think? Of course I don't agree, as will most women who listen to our show will not
you
agree
should
with
be
this.
Subservient. You should
We're
know
in
your...
2008 now.
Women, know your place. Now get on with the traffic and travel.
Oh God, you're going to get a smack in a minute, I'll tell you that.
Now get on and make me a cup of tea.
I'll
get my whip out. I will. Here. That's for you. Now, go and make us a cup of tea. There's a good girl. Good morning to an anonymous texter. Says, Kieran, I love your show, but your talking point has made me so angry this morning. I totally disagree. I waited on my husband hand and foot and we still split up. Morning to Lena. She doesn't agree with this. She thinks it stinks. Paddy says that women should be taught from a very early age that women are inferior to men. What do you think about this thing that Relate is saying, that women should be more respectful of men?
I agree 100%. I'd like to know why it took so long for them to write this manual.
Felicity, by the way, who's just driving to work, thinks you're bigoted.
Am I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She says you're bigoted and small-minded.
Thank you very much.
See, so what have you got to say to that?
Well, I totally agree.
Okay, we've got loads of stuff coming in on the text this morning. Kieran, I suggest you get a full suit of armour before you leave today. Jerry, morning.
All right, Kieran.
Hiya, what do you reckon about this?
Well, I think it should go a bit further.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think we should save up and buy a season ticket for the match. I'm going to tell Maureen when I go home tonight that I'm expecting a season ticket next year.
Is Maureen your missus?
Yeah, Maureen, yes.
Right, okay. Where is she this morning?
Well, she's working, I hope.
Is she? So you've sent her out to work today as well?
I've sent her out to work, yeah.
Good, right, okay. And when you get home, what's happening?
Well, she'll have me dinner ready and me slippers.
Right.
And me Sky Sports ready.
And what, do you ring her up and say what you want for tea?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd want to come home to a wife like that, wouldn't you?
She's brilliant, Kieran.
Yeah.
But she has got a little fault, like she forgot to buy me my season ticket.
Anything else that she forgets to buy you?
And sometimes I have to spend my own money to buy me drink, which I think is a bit hard.
Yeah, that's a bit out of order, isn't it, actually? Yeah, yeah. And when they forget to buy toilet paper, that's quite irritating, too.
Oh, that's... You know? Yep.
Let's have things back the way they were, you know. All right, then. Jerry, thank you very much indeed for putting your pennies worth in today. And I think there's a lot of men out there that are going to agree with you, you know? Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the kitchen, the place for women, you know?
You know what? This is so not like you. I'm very surprised at you, Kieran. So
really?
Can we just get on the Traffic and Travel and you let me out this sexist studio, please?
All right, okay.
Because I can't believe you're agreeing.
Magic, Traffic and Travel.
Stop talking over the jingle. It's very unprofessional.
Oh,
go on.
Get lost.
My cup's getting empty again.
And... You tell me this why.
You know where the kitchen is. Off you go.
You know what? Do you want to do your own Traffic and Travel for the rest of the morning? Because I'm being a woman. I'm not a very good reader, you know?
No, I know. Yes. I can tell. Thank you.
And now, the completely amazing but totally useless fact file.
Right, time for some more daftness then. Women's hearts beat faster than men's. But as we all know, men's brains are faster, quicker and cleverer. Which is why we can park and women can't. Item Maureen, and it says in this particular text, Kieran, are you married? If so, does your wife or partner respect you? Was the report written by a frustrated man? I'm not married, no. But I wouldn't mind having a wife that did all this. Relate. Women should be in obedience classes. They should know their place. So then,
yes.
I have been told by Chris in Walton that there are 35 women waiting outside with baseball bats for
yes.
me at the bottom of the tower.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just having a look at the security camera. I can't see the screen from here, so...
No.
Will you have a look for us later?
I think I could well and truly believe it. Your attitude today, boyo.
Right, OK. Good morning, Kieran. You keep me laughing. I'll cater to all your whims and wants.
Ooh.
Signed, Big Terry.
Oh, awesome.
Morning, Kieran. I've not stopped laughing this morning. The number of people that have fallen for your April Fool's Day joke.
Yes.
We said that Relate, the marriage guidance group, were going to bring in wife obedience classes. And that Christ. All women should be subservient to their men and... be at their every whim. You know that's not me. Although I did do a pretty good job of conveying it.
You did a very good
job.
You know what? I knew what you were doing, but like your attitude, you were even making me angry. I was quite believing it for a while myself.
I am a wind-up merchant and I apologise. I have to apologise. It is April the 1st today.
Magic 1548. Waking up the Northwest with the best of the 60s, 70s and more, Kieran Fox. Say good morning to Magic.